Well, good afternoon.
你要是用头当书桌。
Najong. One of my four words, Hmong. I just want to welcome you all here today. It's good to see so many of you here and for us to gather and worship. I want to ask your forgiveness if you were waiting.
I also want
to ask your forgiveness if we started before you got here. There was some confusion about the starting time today. I take full responsibility. Just put the blame on me. But it's good to see you and welcome. I was wondering when I was going to preach today, so I went to prayer.
And
I feel the Lord led me to where I would be preaching if I was preaching at Refuge.
Now,
our Sunday morning service, I'm preaching through Isaiah. In our evening service, Refuge, I'm preaching through the book of Ezra. Now, I only preach every other week at Refuge. Pastor John, my associate pastor, he preaches the opposite week that I do. And he's preaching through the book of James. So we're in Ezra today, chapter
3.
And we're going to read verses 7 through the end of the chapter, which is 7 through 13, I believe. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters and gave food and drink and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre so that they would bring cedar logs by sea from Lebanon to Joppa as authorized by Cyrus, king of Persia. In the second month of the second year, after their arrival at the house of God in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and the rest of the brothers, the priests and Levites, and all who had returned from the captivity to Jerusalem, began the work, appointing Levites, 20 years of age and older, to supervise the building of the house of the Lord. Jeshua and his sons and brothers and Kadmiel and his sons, descendants of Hodaviah, and the sons of Henadad and their sons and brothers, all Levites, joined together in supervising those working on the house of God.
Jolivin the Yoshua Hanukatu, Hanukakuti, คาลีเองฮันเนจตุกุยอโฮเดียจังเจเจตุเนตตุกงเทศิปังสิคุลุตุเจจอเลวีกุยอโจเฮเดียตุปังหุตุสิฮะ
When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments, and with trumpets and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord, as prescribed by King David of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord, He is good, His love to Israel endures forever. And all the people gave great shout of praise to the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
Poto hu jang go ko tu ju ha to hun ji ngai chong ha le no tu ju ke ya tu jong tu ju ya tu ke jong ne tu ke lu to cha ni sa yin mo nya mo yi chi le so le so tu nya ku ka nya lu ju o tu ju chao cho kha tu chi po tu ju lu to to che lu plan che la
But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of the temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise, and the sound was heard far away. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we just ask your Holy Spirit to be present here right now. Lord, let your Holy Spirit lead and guide as we search your word. And Lord, as we preach, as I preach this morning, and as Pastor New Yi translates, Lord, might your word go forth and touch the hearts of each person here. Father God, we thank you that you have given us your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Before they rebuilt the temple, they rebuilt the altar.
One day, good boy,
The three points that I made when I preached about the rebuilding of the altar was one, everyone and everything counts. Two is to keep qualified for service. And three was the example of giving, that of having an open hand and heart towards God. That's what we saw when we saw them rebuilding the altar. They rebuilt the altar first, before the temple. Because the altar is required for that place to lay their sacrifice. But after they had that place to lay their sacrifice, they needed the temple. And a temple is not a temporary building. They just didn't want to slap it up. They wanted to do it right.
They
needed to do it well. They needed to do it according to God's instruction. Because they were building the house of God. So they went first to collect the materials and the people necessary to do the work. They brought in all sorts of people. We have listed here our masons and carpenters. But also the priests and the Levites were personally involved. Later it talks about how they are sent to supervise that work that's being done. Now the priests and the Levites are supposed to be the ones expert in the law, in the word of God. So these people who are building the temple, the actual masons and carpenters, they're not experts in the law. But the work they did was absolutely invaluable. Ever see a supervisor build anything? You need workers. Ever see workers build something without proper supervision? Sometimes it's not so good. What if they build something not according to spec? Not according to code? It falls over. Yesterday I received an email. This came from my stepfather, who sends me a ton of email. But this was a kind of an interesting, funny one. At least he thought it was funny. What it showed was this building in China, which was now laying on the ground on its face. It was a 13-story building. And what they were going to do was build a parking garage next to it. So they dug all the dirt on one side and piled the dirt on the other side of the building. The building itself didn't have rebar in its pilings. The pilings were hollow. It wasn't built to code. When the rain came, the pressure of the weight on one side and the lack of pressure on the other caused the whole building to snap at the pilings and fall down on its face. Wasn't built according to code. And it was not built on a solid foundation. A good building needs to be built on a solid foundation.
有干的有主教中的路旁街给教多靠靠
One that is intended to carry the load
就好好的路旁街的有超级恶路给有大刀对呀娘娘
So it's very important that it's done properly, that the building of the foundation is done right. Or else later tragedy can strike and the building can fall. Building the temple, it's not just a physical structural foundation that's important. But also the spiritual foundation. It must be the right spiritual foundation. Now scripture tells us that Jesus is the rock, is the foundation. And Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. And the temple, the instructions for building it are given in such a way as to help us to better understand the law in God's will. So the Levites supervise the workers. So that the workers were doing things according to God's plan. So they collected the materials. They collected the workmen. Everybody had their part, the experts and those who were not expert.
Then
they went to work and laid that foundation. They did according to God's direction. They paid attention to the details. And they gave God the praise and the glory. We see in verse 11, it says, With praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord. They sang, He is good, His love to Israel endures forever. I didn't tell you up in the sound booth, but if you could pull up 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5, 9, and 10, I would like to see those in just a minute. Now we're reading the Old Testament. And we say, they're talking about Israel, right? The stuff that it talks about here, does that apply to us, the church today? I want to point to this passage in 1 Peter to show us that it does mean us. Okay, if I could see 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5, 9, and 10. There we go. And it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. And I should turn there, yes. I forgot I needed to turn there too. You also are like, I'll read it off the screen. You also are like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Just back to 5 again. Building a spiritual house, a temple, to be a holy priesthood, the Levites, the priests, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God, Christ. We are to have an altar, which is our lives, our hearts, to God. And we are to build ourselves, our lives, our persons, and our church to be for God. Okay, I kind of forgot to let you
know. 你要做很多一百多冲啊能够寂寞还能够做什么路我都觉得路都觉得多少路多少路不离要能够没有做路就没有做不透就来乎就我能够做路都觉得但能够没有胡忘之下就好没有做跟人耶稣开刀就好忘之做路后的 古塞一路波杰路俄路前进古叫路波杰的某丁俄路套走路中使用给个套屋叫尼斯人不俄路探来控制万局你若要被路杀路局给被有摸我又考察走万局路尿都阳光。Okay,
if we could look at verse 9, please. And it says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. We're called to be the priesthood. That means we're also called to know the law.
To know
God's word, to read it ourselves. It's important that we recognize that we are God's chosen people too. Not just Israel. But all of us here today who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are God's chosen people. Verse 11 again, it says, with praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord. Show me 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
你要做很多阿比多冲阿个狗。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received God. They sang, He is good, His love to Israel endures forever. You are the people of God.
你要做的阿伯多冲阿伯狗要哈着被打挪要做的冲阿伯狗一个要一直来冲被要哈住长多年你说人不红高渴望住没忘了过后来挪的羊当路了没去要忘住长多年但是你挪没有忘住长多年你挪羊当路了没去到忘住住给当就但是你挪没去到忘住住给当就了
We need to remember whose temper we're building. Whose temple is this? It's God's temple. This is God's house. This isn't Northbrook's. This isn't Hmong Community Alliance.
No chia Hmong Community Alliance le su.
This is an outpost.
No chia outpost luha.
It's not refuge.
Chia refuge luha.
It's not the daycare.
Chia jiao ju min yo kan dao shan di.
It's not even the homeschool that comes here.
Tu chia lu leng le tu le ha.
This is God's house.
No yao wan zhi lu tuo jian gao.
And we are to be building God's house.
You look
around and say, Pastor, it looks like it's built. We're not just talking the physical. But we're also talking the spiritual. Now all the congregations and ministries that house here, we've all had difficulties. And like the people who came out of captivity, who found that they had to rebuild the temple? We need to rebuild the house of God. Now, some people, when they saw the foundations that were laid, the new foundation, they cried. Now there were two reasons why people cried. The first reason were those who were sad. They were disappointed at what was being built. That's not as big as what we had before. It's not the same thing. But it was what God had given them to do then at that time. Now others were happy. They celebrated. I think that's the attitude we're to have. As we rebuild our church, the house of God, we need to celebrate what he is building now. We shouldn't look to the past and cry and say, oh no, it was so much better before. Instead, we need to look what God is doing new and fresh and say, praise God for what he's doing here right now. We shouldn't be focused on what it used to be. Our focus is on where it is God is taking us and what it is he's having us do now. Yeah, it's not the same. It's different. But it's still God's house. And I think it's better. It's certainly better than the one that was old and destroyed. So with that same attitude of the people, the captives that have been set free, we need to have that attitude. That is those who have the attitude of joy. But even those who mourn, They had a place. And they participated. And I say, even if you have some reservation about what's going on right now and you're mourning what was went on in the past, what was lost. Take part in what's going on in the future. And let that not be a distraction. Let it not be something that takes you away from the house of God. But might you seek to be part of what it is that's going on now, even in your sorrow. And maybe, God will give you tears of joy. To replace those tears of sorrow that you are currently experiencing. Rebuilding the temple. Rebuilding God's house. This is what God wants us to do together. Might we, who are gathered here, do the job that God has given us? And might we sing praises of thanksgiving to our Lord? For He is good and His love does endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to, if I could ask my organist to come up. We're going to be receiving an offering for the Hmong. If you could just take that over, and then after that we'll be singing the doxology together. Now when we sing the doxology, I want everybody to sing in whatever their mother tongue is. If you know Hmong, if that's your language, sing the doxology in Hmong. If English is yours, sing it in that. If you're no Finnish, you may sing the doxology in Finnish.
Amen.